Thank you. I'm cheating. There's no cork in this poem, but that good Patrick treated it just like that. Was nice, wasn't it? Matricia, bulletin number one. As you beat Patrick Street with your feet on your way to shop for food or drink, stop, think, let your brain kick in. Pause for a brief tick-tock, let your inner eye seek home. Imagine a day a short while hence, conceived between these flagstones and from within these tiny cracks at your feet, as his gruntled, groovy mongo lifts his grizzled head. Horns awry, flesh encrusted in vivid scabs, he stares you out with his one pink, leaky eye, before politely asking, why you no longer tell bedtime tales? Why you no longer sing twinkle, twinkle? And why you no longer bake angel cakes? The groovy mongo may even ask, in wry surprise, why you no longer warble a bedtime hush-a-bye, nor play I spy with my little eye. Your voice seeping from squippy soil, your throat half sealed with ancient phlegm, you may, after a while, brazen an answer, or perhaps infuse the sulfur-laden air with a hoarse whisper of truth, that sadly, uranium, arsenic, lead were a poor choice of diet for your children. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. And next up we have Mary O'Connell.
Pavements were gouged because pipes were being laid. It's called Major Operation. Cork's mangled underbelly is on display, a warren of joints and ducts, outmoded, overloaded, no longer serve a city hungry for increase. Her spleen is ruptured, lymph drainage halted, her arteries are clogged. Surgeons in hard hats poke and prod her bowels, increase the bore diameter of her large intestine, sluicing out the drains. Can they prise open the lees imploding channels to ease her growing girth? We long for her circulation to flow as before, for her pulse to find its steady beat, for Cork to be streets ahead once more.
Thank you, Mary. And next up to the mic, we have a visitor from France who's going to, I believe, say a poem en français, Solène. Solène.
Odeur du temps brun de bruyère et souviens-toi que je t'attends. Which kind of roughly translates as I cut this twig of heather, autumn is there, remember? The smell of time and weather and twig of heather, and just remember, I'm waiting for you.
Hey. Merci, Sylvain. And next up to the mic, we have Connor McManus.
Thanks for playing Colin Garrett's songs on that works tonight. I walk the beach out along the cliff, where we first kissed on that bright October afternoon. But the place where we sat had disappeared, undercut and eroded and fallen away into a turbulent sea. A cliff created long ago by the first ice melting, but now gone, removed pebble by pebble. Two. Drunk anew, I kicked the wind and grasped the swirling sand. Whispering particles of you whipped up around me, and I could hear your voice as the sea crashed and ebbed up the beach around my ankles and left what looked like tear streaks from a million eyes as it gurgled and drained away from around a million pebbles and washed with it grains of sand, particles of you, woman, mother, artist, lover, girl, and vaporized with salt on the purple spray mist of aged stone circles. Salt I smelt and felt on my tongue and tasted as the wind whipped sand up around me and the sea crashed and ebbed up the beach around my ankles, cold. Three. Still cold, even in August, but I felt the comfort of returning. Returning to you, mother of gabions, stand strong. Caged bulwark, stacked high, stacked long. Stone-faced, set against the crashing waves. Preserve and hold a seat on a cliff made from a million pebbles deposited after the ice age. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl. And next up to the mic, we have Rosie O'Regan.
This is a short one, and it's called The Music Plays. A person can be lost, fall into place without trace of confusion, space found in an instant as you foot drum your grounding while nimble fingers fly, strings sing, belonging. The fullness of the moment. When music lifts the lid, there is no hiding. You do not shy away. Just like that, you are right where you're meant to be. The music plays you. The music plays. Thank you.
Thank you, Rosie. And next up to the mic, we have Michael O'Callaghan.
This is a poem. Why I remember it, I have no idea, because it's kind of zany. It was written by an Irish ambassador called Ballantyne Armonger, very Irish name. And it was about kind of a fantasy about Daedalus and Icarus. Icarus, of course, who flew too near to the sun, and whose wings melted, and who fell to earth as an immortal symbol of all of us who strive too high and come crashing down. So I hope I remember the poem, if I strive too high and come crashing down. The poem is about the fact that it wasn't Icarus' fault, that it was his dad, Daedalus, who had hammered the job, who had created the wings which had taken Icarus to fly towards the sun, as even today the airman, feeling the plane sweat, suddenly seeing the horizon tilt up gravely, knows that for once Daedalus has slipped up badly, drunk on the job perhaps, more likely dreaming, high-flying Icarus, head-butting down, skidding along the light shafts, back over the tones of the sea waves, heard the gravel-voiced stuttering trumpets of his heart. Tenet among the crumbling courtyards of his brain, the mistake of trusting somebody else on an important affair like this, and while the flat sea approaching buckled into, oh, avenues of acclamation, he saw the wrong story fan out into history, truth undefined, lost in his own neglect. On the hills, the summer-shackled hills, the sun spangled all day. Love and the world was young, and there was no ending. But Star Chaser, big-time gore, Chancer Icarus, like a dog on the sea, lay. And the girls forgot him. And Daedalus, too busy hammering another job, remembered him only in pubs. No bugler at all sobbed taps for the young fool then. Reported missing, presumed drowned. wing bones and feathers floating in on the tide, casually, one by one. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Just a couple left in the open mic now, so if anyone else would like to get onto this list, give me a shout if you have a problem. And next up to the mic, could we please call, is it Linda Cashman? Linda.
I'm fairly new to this one, it's called Ginger. Oh, Ginger Locks, I call you my friend. You're with me, you will be faded in the end. My head will get richer as silver rue locks make me. The pawn man may not measure this wealth, but my life is not measured like this. Velvety Ginger, I'm proud, I stand out from the crowd. My lucky life is warm like the sun, for all the love that my ginger locks have brought to me.
Your ginger locks are bringing you some more after. Next up tonight, could we call Kieran McArthur?
Oh, we just like a second to that ginger lock, Nicky. This is a song actually, but there's no piano here, so it'll be a poem. Called Last Call. We were the children before it left and went away too soon. You could hear a young man calling from the corner of the room. Remember the feeling, the night the deed was done. Remember the bar, the night we had our fun. Peter Pan spoke to me from all four walls. He said, don't grow up, son, for what grows must fall. That night he took me, body, soul, and all. Then the barman spoke, he said, last call, last call. I can't have what I need, it's too far away. I can't have any of those other things that might make me stay up here with a chance of ever meaning what I say. When I think I have it, it's just my mind that's at play. Don't you feel that everyone knows the young has had their fun? Now the deed is done. Now the needle has been spun. And the young just look around with a lost expression on their face. When did they knock upon my door? When did this change take place? When did I become the master craftsman of this fall from grace? Was it I who fed the falling anarchy they taste? Did they see a father of soul and of stone? Or did they hear a panic that chilled them to the bone? Nothing really with you but the feeling of alone. The hope was the young would know, but now the young have grown. And if no one was to tell them, how would they know? We got caught up laughing at that devil down below, breathing fire on our ashes to poison the seeds we sow. And then that haunting inward thought, was that a comedy or a magic show? And as they walk with a limp when the young go to teach, we all listen but no one heard that message that they preach. Why are they at the gallows? What rule do they breach? And in the light and noise, the haunted young stumbled out of reach. And though a young man saw the future in cigarette smoke, what lord upon what hill did our actions provoke? The young began to sway on the rope they did choke. The hope was they would stay, but then hope broke.